You're listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast, where private practice and motherhood collide. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajiz, and here's the deal. I'm not here to give you fluff or hustle culture advice. I'm here to give you strategy to build a private practice on your terms, while naming the hard stuff about motherhood and the broken systems we're stuck navigating. If you're ready for honest, practical, and unapologetic conversations, you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. This episode is sponsored by Jane, a clinic management software designed to help you run your private practice smoothly. Choosing an EHR is a big decision, and one of the most important questions I asked myself was, is this software right for me and my practice needs? Jane understands the importance of this question and wants to help you feel confident in your decision to switch. They've put together a whole range of resources to help guide you, including weekly everything you need to know about switching to Jane webinars, step-by-step online guides, and both live and recorded demos. It's all there to help you figure out if Jane is the right match before you make the move. To learn more about Jane, click the link in the show notes to book a free demo. And when you're ready to sign up, be sure to use code ASHLEY1MO to get a 1 month grace period with your new account. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. This episode came out of a panicked Friday afternoon last week where I got a message from my daughter's daycare saying, hey, Ellie has a fever. Can somebody come pick her up in the next hour if it doesn't go down? And you know, I had to just laugh when I saw that because it was like the last day of like the first week back from the holidays. And it just was like a matter of like, okay, when was this going to happen? Right. It just kind of felt like perfect timing that of course it would happen like 1 week into school. And so I was thinking about like, I know for sure I am not the only mom who's a therapist that is struggling with figuring out like, what do we do this time of year when it just seems like every other week somebody is sick and they may get like back in health. And then you get another call from the school that somebody else is sick. So I wanted to just talk about that today and how to kind of balance that struggle with I need to be running a business and seeing clients and still making money, but also my kids really need me. So if you are listening to this and you have a child that is currently home sick from school, or you're like me where you're just kind of like looking at the calendar, you know, wondering when or how you're going to reschedule clients again, or just like staring at the phone waiting for those memos to come or those notices to come that like, hey, the kid's sick. You're not alone. I'm with you there. And this episode is for you. It is hard this time of year when you are a parent in general. But I think for those of us that are therapists, it can be a different kind of struggle because we cannot oftentimes work when we have our kids home. Or we have to, you know, look at how can we still see a client so that we can make money this week. So we're going to be talking about how to kind of navigate these disruptions when our kids are getting sick or when childcare kind of falls apart, or if you have a child that like mine, one of mine has special needs that is like flaring up. How can we kind of navigate these and still keep our business running without feeling like we're doing something wrong or failing as a therapist, failing our clients? And so we're going to look today about kind of how can you build flexibility into your practice? How can you communicate with clients about this while also still protecting your own privacy and your professionalism? You know, grad school did such a good job of like drilling into all of us that we are a blank slate. We don't disclose anything about ourselves, and to just keep everything private as a therapist, as a social worker. And it definitely did not prepare us or kind of like process how to balance that personal and professional when it comes to private practice. Because I think it's a little bit different when you are in private practice, when you are working for yourself versus working for like community mental health, where there's a little bit more like cushion or protections as far as like you have coworkers that can cover and that kind of thing. And so this was the part that like grad school definitely don't feel like prepared me for when it comes to how to have my own personal needs met, but also still keep my business running. I have 3 kids under the age of 8. I have 2 that are currently in daycare, which as anyone who is listening to this with kids that age knows, like, is just a petri dish, right? It is ripe for illness, especially this time of year. I also have a child that does have severe food allergies. He can have an anaphylactic reaction if he eats foods that he is allergic to. So even apart from the illnesses, I have a child that if I got a call from the school, I need to be able to answer it to just make sure it's not a medical emergency. Right before Christmas, like the week before Christmas break, my daughter at daycare, I got a message from the school saying, hey, she's just not kind of acting right. She's just really fussy, no fever yet, but we already knew she had kind of had a little bit of a cough, and I had a full day of clients booked. I had to be dropping off my other kid at daycare at a different time, and I ended up deciding, like, I'm just going to pick her up at that time. But I knew I had a full day of clients, but I also didn't want to get disrupted later and being told, like, hey, you need to come get her now. So I made a decision at the time to just pick her up and go straight to urgent care. Well, urgent care was filled with everybody that day, and I had to like be communicating with my husband of, hey, like, how can we potentially swap off so that I can go see a client, like see some clients, and you can maybe take over. You know, we already were looking at like what are we gonna do for the next day because she's probably gonna be home, and you know, this is all leading up to what was supposed to be a Friday that was clear of any clients. I typically don't work on Fridays, but it was going to be an admin time and I was going to be able to wrap all these things up for the end of the year. But as things just kind of kept going and appointment was going longer and longer, that just was not going to happen. I was going to have to reschedule a bunch of clients. And because it was leading into Christmas, I didn't feel like I could just say, well, I'll just see you in 3 weeks for some of them. Some people, it just kind of worked out that way. But it was this mental gymnastics of how do I tell a client that I can't see them today? What do I say to them? Because I also didn't know, like, was this going to be end up like we were going to go to the hospital? We did later in the week go to the hospital. But like, I also wasn't sure what I could say to them as far as I know for sure I can't see you today, but I could see you tomorrow because I didn't know at the time. And so it felt messy. It felt clunky. Like, I'll full disclosure, I double booked a client with another client when I was trying to reschedule some of these, you know, appointments that I had to move around. So I think it's an important conversation of how do we run a practice that really it can look messy, it can feel messy, it can be messy because we have to reschedule or we have to move like appointments to kind of an odd time of a schedule, like an odd time of day that we don't usually see clients, but also have a business that thrives. This is about running a practice that embodies all of you because we can keep our business, we can keep our personal separate, but the reality is when we have kids, especially young kids who are more dependent on us, are more reliant on us, that personal life, you know, collides and intersects with our personal life, or our personal life intersects with our business life because of our kids. So again, running a business and being like consistent in that business does not mean we are pretending that we don't have this other part of our life. We have to look at how are we building a practice and running a practice or changing things in our practice that actually aligns with having the life that we do, needing the flexibility that we need, and being able to utilize that flexibility in running that business. One of the most important ways I think we can do this is to talk about this in our first intake with new clients, talking about some of the personal piece. And I know that you may like be feeling like some feelings as I'm saying this, because again, we're supposed to, and I'm putting this in air quotes if you can't see me, like we're supposed to not share about ourselves. This is not about saying, like, let me tell you all about my life. It's not about oversharing. I don't explain diagnoses necessarily. It's not about like telling stories about your kids, but it's about naming the reality of the life that you live in. So I oftentimes will say something along the lines of, like, during the intake process, in that first appointment of, just letting you know, like, I am a parent, I have young kids. And so occasionally that may mean that I need to reschedule due to illness or to kind of caregiving needs, like, daycare is closed. And I do take consistency seriously. I try to book my appointments at standing appointment times, but I also need to sometimes have flexibility. So if anything ever comes up, I will always try to communicate with you and find the next best option of where I can rearrange your appointment to. I also let my clients know in that first appointment that I do have a kid who has food allergies, and because of that, if the school ever calls during appointments, I do need to answer that phone call just to ensure it's not an emergency. By doing that, that kind of sets the tone early. So if and when later on in the course of our work together, they aren't surprised by me having to say, hey, listen, I have to, answer the phone. It's not an apology. It's not an invitation for them to like take care of me because I have this situation with my kids. But it's really just about kind of setting expectations that this is a need that I have. I am human. I'm allowed to have that need. But it's also not going to just completely disrupt the therapeutic relationship we have. And so, even though I try to have these conversations with clients up front, it may not be for several months until my kid gets sick or something happens. So, even though I'm having those conversations ahead of time, when things come up, you are going to have to talk about them with clients. Now, I am a big believer in, doing what you need to do as far as boundaries, as far as appointment times, about your own needs. But I also do sometimes feel bad when I have to cancel an appointment, especially if this is a client that has like a biweekly appointment where, we don't typically see each other each week, or if they're going through something. But again, being upfront with clients during an intake can help so that if and when I have to, cancel an appointment due to a needs of my child, that it's not a surprise. I think I'm very fortunate in my practice that I work with a lot of clients who are moms. So they get it. Like, I don't have to say a whole lot to explain a lot with to them. They understand that I am a mom and I have kids, and a lot of times they have stuff coming up too with their kids. So they really do get it. So what do I say to them when, something comes up, right? Like that week before Christmas break, I got this message from the school about my daughter, and I had a full day of clients. So, what do I do? So, typically, what I will do is I will send an email as soon as I know, like, the appointment's not moving forward today. I will let them know something in an email like, hey, I am so sorry, but I need to cancel or reschedule your appointment for today. My daughter is sick, and I'm going to have to go pick her up from daycare. I will follow up later with times to reschedule. Or if I know right there and then what I have available, I will say, I am able to see you later this week at these days and times. Or if I don't have anything else open, I'll tell them, like, I don't have anything else open until your appointment on this date and time. But if something else opens up beforehand, I will let you know if I have a cancellation. And I will send it at that. No backstory, right? Like, I'm not getting into a ton of details, just that my daughter is sick and I have to go pick her up, or she woke up with a fever and I'm gonna have to keep her home today, depending on the situation. It's not justifying, it's just, explaining that this is what's going on. I've been in practice since, before I had kids, but in the 8 years that I've been practicing since having kids, I've never had a client complain to me about that. I've never had somebody say, like, I can't believe you're doing this. Like, this just, I don't, I'm very frustrated. That's been my experience, but that may not be every client's experience, right? So, when we do have things come up in our personal life that does cause a, rescheduling of an appointment, it could cause frustration for that client. It could cause their own disruption, depending on the client and, what they're going through or their past. It could bring up abandonment issues. And they are allowed to feel that way, right? Think about when you get a call from a doctor and you're like looking forward to that appointment and you get a call saying, hey, the doctor has to reschedule. Like, that's frustrating. That can be absolutely frustrating. And we are allowed to feel that frustration. That doctor is also allowed to reschedule on their needs. So we can hold space for that for our clients. We can acknowledge that, you know, and it can be a place to kind of open up dialogue if it feels appropriate. It could be about the flexibility that you need, or even like trust that they may feel like is being broken. Or even just talking about, like, what is it like when plans change unexpectedly for you? Like, is this something that you find to be challenging in other areas of your life? And in all honesty, like, if the reality is that if my need to be able to change my schedule momentarily or like at a moment's notice because of something going on with one of my kids, if that is a problem for them and that they are going to have an issue with them, then I'm not the therapist for them. And that can feel really hard to kind of say. That may feel kind of like callous, but with what my life is and how I have built my practice to be able to support that life, if a client's needs don't align with that, then I'm not the right therapist for them. And so we need to have a conversation then about, you know, this may not be a good fit for us. So how can we find a therapist that would be a better fit for them? So if a client is expressing this frustration, I'm not going to be, you know, processing my experience as a parent with them. I'm not going to be justifying why I need to be able to have this flexibility. I'm not going to go into the details necessarily of what's going on with my kids. I'm allowed to keep parts of my life private, but also I can be honest about the parts that do intersect with my practice and needing to have that flexibility. You don't owe medical details. You know, I will have clients that'll say, oh, how's your child doing? And I will sometimes say, oh, you know, they're doing a lot better. Thanks so much for asking. Or, you know, yeah, it did get kind of bad. We did end up in the hospital, but they're doing a whole lot better. And so I appreciate your flexibility. I always try to bring it back to a place of like showing appreciation for them in what they have been able to accommodate in their own life for that. If a client does ask questions, right, you may have some clients that want to get into it in more detail, it is okay to redirect and kind of express some boundaries, you know, something along the lines of, I do, you know, I really appreciate you showing care. There are some parts of my personal life that I do prefer to keep private, but I'm really happy to focus on, like, if this is bringing up something for you, right, that is this like feeling familiar to you because you have kids or whatever that might be. But you are allowed to not have to disclose everything while also sharing the parts that do feel important for them to know. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. When I see mom therapists struggling with this need to kind of schedule and reschedule, one of the questions that I think comes up a lot is, how do you then handle that cancellation moving forward? I see a lot of people question, should I then offer a free session because I've had to change my schedule? And here's how I personally feel about this and how I approach it. If I had to cancel a client due to something in my own life, right, a kid getting sick or daycare like closed, you know, at the last minute for whatever reason, I will do everything in my power to the best of my ability to reschedule a client during a different time that week. There are times where I may even offer at times that I don't usually see clients. Like I did that with my daughter where it was Wednesday when I had to cancel and move a bunch of stuff. I also had to cancel some stuff the next day. And normally I would not see clients on Friday, but I opened up appointment times that day because the next 2 weeks I was going to be off for the holidays. So I try to reschedule in that time, but I do not offer that session for free. And one of the things I think that would be important for you to kind of ask yourself, obviously this brings up stuff, but if you're feeling like, well, should I or should I not do that? What other provider do you know that would offer you a free appointment because they had to cancel and reschedule? When that doctor is calling to reschedule because there's an emergency or something else has happened, or for whatever reason, they don't oftentimes tell you why they had to reschedule, right? They are not offering you a free appointment. I had a surgery that got moved because of an emergency actually at the facility. They did not offer me a free surgery because of that, right? I understand that this brings up this, it can feel like, what about when they late cancel? I may charge them because of the late cancellation. Shouldn't I offer something to them because I had to? This is where having those upfront conversations about, in my practice, I may have to reschedule for certain things, that is important. For that conversation to kind of set that tone. And I've also never had a client when I've tried to reschedule ever say, well, can you give me an appointment for free? I think most clients would be kind of caught off guard, honestly, if you are offering a free session because you had to cancel or reschedule. You are still providing a service, you are still providing care for them. So just kind of check with yourself if that is bringing something up for you. Is that more about your own feelings of guilt or what you perceive a good therapist looks like or what it looks like to run a business? But I don't think that that is best practices, and I don't think that that is necessary for you to do moving forward. But what about when a client late cancels, right? Because I am a mom, I'm very lenient with clients who have kids when their kids are sick. I will usually waive late cancellation fees due to kids' illnesses, or like if the client has come down and they're like, I woke up and I feel like I've been hit by a truck, right? That is completely outside their control. And so those kind of late cancellations, I usually don't charge a cancellation fee. But we talk about this again in that initial intake process. And so, this is where having a system, knowing what your policies are, is really, really important. Knowing what your cancellation policy is and communicating that clearly in that first appointment not only helps set the tone for the client, but I think it also reinforces it to you so that when you have an opportunity where you need to enforce that cancellation policy, you are comfortable doing so. I also try to, in those appointments, in that initial appointment, talk about like the reschedule windows, that if there is a, if they, a client does, have a late cancellation, if I'm able to reschedule them within a week of that appointment with like, if they have a late cancellation on a Tuesday and I can see them by the end of that week in a different slot, then I may waive that late cancellation fee. But being able to know what those policies are for yourself helps it so that when these things come up, it's not wrestling with that decision or that it feels too like overly emotional in that moment. And because my practice is completely online, it does honestly make rescheduling a bit easier because I don't have to worry about, is the office available at that time, or clients aren't going to have to see like, well, I can see you then, but I wouldn't be able to get there because I have to drive somewhere. It just does allow for more flexibility in scheduling in general. And so having a good system, having a good policy that you understand that you continue to communicate with clients can reduce that guilt for yourself because you're not having to make it up as you go. You're not having to wrestle with like, oh, what should I do? If you know it, you're going to implement it better. So if you are sitting here listening to this in January, and again, you're like already have your tally sheets of how many times the school has called saying that your kid is sick, or you're, keeping a stack of all the times that you have had to go to the doctors already, you are not alone. This is a season that can make things so complicated. And if you're feeling like it keeps kind of knocking you off track, if you're feeling like unsettled in kind of how your practice is running through them, that might be a signal that you need to get more solid in the systems of your practice and the policies that you have. I want to say this clearly, that running a private practice while parenting, especially during high illness seasons like this, it can feel like you're being unprofessional because you have to reschedule and cancel and those kinds of things, but it's not. You are helping to model for your clients' boundaries and what it looks like to care for yourself, to, still have a personal life outside of professional life. You're modeling like what being a human without like completely shutting down looks like. So if you're feeling like just this season is feeling hard in your practice because of this time of year, again, it doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. You are working in a system that is not designed for us as moms, which is why building a practice that creates systems that work better for you is so important. So just be gentle with yourself right now and look at the places where maybe something needs to shift and change in your practice to align for you in a way that makes it easier to kind of implement these systems when these things come up in the next few months, when our kids continue to just bring all the germs home. I want to thank you so much for being here today. And if this brought up anything for you, hit me up over on Instagram, leave a message in the comments on the show notes or in the review section for this episode. But I am so grateful to have you here, and I'll be back chatting with you again next week. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another therapist mom who needs it. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And if you'd leave a 5-star review, it helps more therapist moms find this space. For resources and ways to work with me, head to raisetoempower.com and check the show notes for all links mentioned today. I'll see you back here next week.